again, Michael Counter, another GeezerCast. It's been a couple of weeks. A lot going on. It's just hard to fit these in sometimes. We've been through deer hunting season, and while Marcy and I don't hunt deer, we have local friends come in and hunt our place. And this year was a record. They got almost 30 deer. Two different groups of folks. That's good. That's a really good thing, because we've got... This county has way too many deer, and it's nice to see them get harvested like that. And Marcy's been working on seeds. She's in the final stretch of getting the seeds ready to plant this winter, because she's got another little 20-acre piece up on top that she's going to plant. And today, I think, might be the last day. She's downstairs mixing away, so we may hear some sounds of that as this goes on. Then the next step is to haul them up on top, leave them up there in garbage cans so the animals don't get them, and then she takes them out a bag at a time and plants a little strip. She has this little unit that she's figured out that she can do like two or three in a day. So it works really good. I've been working on the couches. I've been working on a couple of couches almost a year now. I'm nearly done. I got one done that we're going to take into town so we can have cushions made for it today. So that's a big deal. And later this afternoon, I'm going to go off to the mini demo bar camp, which is a gathering of geeks where we show off our stuff. And I was going to show off some stuff on bar.com, but it's not done, so I'm going to go off and show off examples of what I want to do and see if anybody wants to either help build it for free or get paid to help build it, because I think it's a pretty cool idea. Basically, make bar.com a place where people can, you know, use the geo-mapping thing and put their bar on there. And then, you know, I think the big difference in my idea, at least so far, that I haven't seen anywhere else, is the idea that this would be a place where you would put links to other stuff, like other Web 2.0 kinds of applications like Facebook or MySpace or Meetup or something like that. I haven't seen anything quite like that, so as a result, I think some of this code may actually have to be written from scratch instead of lifted off the net. Anyway, I'm going to go do a demo of that. But I thought today I'd talk a little bit about... there's Marcy banging around down there. Talk a little bit about what happens when I die. It dawned on me, I've been working on Vivian Archer's estate. That's Marcy's mom. She died about 2 months ago. And it dawned on me that it would be really nice to have some geezer casts from them telling us what in the heck was going on in their minds with some of these trusts that they set up. It's not that it's real complicated, and we are incredibly fortunate to have the lawyer that set them up still around and still remembering what they were trying to do. But I'll tell you what, getting that stuff sorted out with all the banks and stock brokerages and stuff like that is some kind of a pain in the neck. And I was thinking, boy, that's something that that's obviously what your will is supposed to do, but wills are not terribly helpful on a lot of the stuff that we do these days. So, for example, I was sitting there going, if I keeled over tomorrow, there's a bunch of stuff behind passwords that nobody knows except me that would be a real pain in the neck to get to and incredibly helpful to get to at the same time. And there's no real good way to convey all that. So I think I'm going to make a little project out of burning a CD and sticking it in a safety deposit box that will have, you know, maybe a geezer cast or two, but also just lists of, you know, helpful stuff like what the dang passwords are on the servers in case those servers still exist, and sort of what we were thinking when we set up the conservation easement here on the farm, and just, you know, all that stuff that you want to tell people but don't want to get around to because it's sort of a difficult thing to, you know, contemplate being, like, dead. That's a drag. But I think it's a good idea to do it now while I'm still in pretty good shape. One of the things about Marcy's mom's situation is that she had a real long, slow decline, and there was sort of this invisible moment where she passed from being able to advise us on what was going on to not being able to, and unfortunately we didn't extract all the information from her that we needed in order to get this squared away. So we'll get it, but it's in some cases pretty tedious. And it would have been so easy, you know, back when she was still alert, to just find out what was going on there. So then, you know, being an internet domain kind of geek that I am, I thought, well, I wonder if anybody's doing this out on the net, because it seems like that would be a pretty good service. You know, be a repository for stuff like that, so that if you, I mean, we already have a safety deposit box, so it's not a big deal, but if you didn't have a safety deposit box, it'd be kind of a nice thing to be able to put all this stuff out on the net with a service and then, you know, let your kids know that that's where you'd go. So I went out searching for domains, you know, just a couple, and all the domains are taken. IfIDie.com or WhenIDie.com, things like that, those are all gone. But they're all just parked. They just have pay-per-click sites on them. So if a fellow wanted to, one of them was for sale for like $500, so it wouldn't be that bad a deal to go off and pick that up and start that little business. I'm not sure it's a business I want to start, but if anybody's out there listening and wants to start a business, I think there's something to be done with that. And it'll be interesting to sort of see how in the future people handle this. Clearly, the sort of information world that we live in now, all of these subscriptions to things and, you know, MySpace and Facebook and websites that we maintain and tons of pictures and, you know, it just, there's a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't really work in terms of a will, but it would be awfully nice to have it sort of tidied up before your kids had to go through it so that they would have some sort of a roadmap. And that's sort of what's on my mind. So that's my big, I've got that on the list of things to do, is to start figuring out what should be on that CD and then go burn it. How about that for a downer geezer cast? Not really that bad. It's just sort of thinking about, you know, around that corner. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time.